I'd like to explain the next four kinnis in succession. These are easier kinnis than the two we just said. The first is a very memorable one of the kinnis. It describes Titus coming into the Beis HaMikdash, pushing his spear through the Pareiches. And dam came forth. The Gemara says that blood came forth from the Pareiches. And Titus thought that somehow he had killed Kaviyachal, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Interesting, there's some Bali Machshava who say that the blood that came forth with the piercing of the Pareiches was the dam that the Kohen Gadol spritzed, Achas Lamaila, Visheva Lamata, towards the Pareiches every Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says that miraculously that whatever dam hit the Pareiches was swallowed into the Pareiches. It didn't have the look of a stained Pareiches. So that when he spritzed the dam, there were spritzes of dam from hundreds of years, from centuries, that had been swallowed up by the Pareiches. And when the Kedusha of the Pareiches was violated, the miracle ended, and all that dam is what came forth, and what Titus had seen. At any rate, the description of this kinna is a description of Klal Yisrael being incredulous, amazed, that he could do something like that. The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim without the right, the proper Kavana, or the proper Madrega, and would die. The last decades of the Bayis Sheni, every time a Kohen Gadol went in on Yom Kippur, a rope was tied to his ankle, so that if he died, if he didn't walk out, they could pull out the body, so that they could pull him out. As an aside, that says something about the gaiva of the individuals. You would see something like that. Who would go in next? But people did. And year after year, decade after decade, there was such a pachad of entering the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And here Titus went and was Mizana on the Mokim of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the people who watched, it says, Aviseinu Zora Kichnisu. The people watched that Zora Kichdisu Bachur of Ochlaish. When people had gone in to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, they had been destroyed by fire. It mentions here Nadav and Aviyu and all the Kainim. And he could take a filthy Zaina in and nothing happens to him. And that's the description of most of the Kina in front of you. Zechara she'asa tzar b'fnim. There are two parts to the kinna. This last, in the art scroll kinnis, there are three pages. The third of the three pages is the description of the 400 yaladim who killed themselves in the Yam, in the Mediterranean Sea, rather than to be brought for Averis to be done with them. Yaladim ha'she'im b'hem kalmum misham lahafnois. Lama rokshu goyim leishata la mincha pinais b'shulchem beretz us b'sholeish svinais. It talks about first the tragedy, the katzafta, on these children being put on the boats in the first place, and then hashivenu shivu kubo benichve yam. They cried hashivenu as they jumped into the depths of the yam. V'shitfu atzmo yachad limpo bayam. They agreed together to jump into the sea. Shir v'sishpachay shayru kal yam. The song was like that of Kriyas Yamsuf, ki olecha hiragnu b'mitzulais yam. So that this capital is, this kinna is more specific. Refers first to the violation of the Beis HaMikdash itself, and then the death of the 400 yaladim. The kinna which follows, the kinna im teichalna nosh imperium alle tipuchem alle laili, is very clear. It's a kinna, kishmai keinu. It's wailing about the terrible tsaris that took place, and the chorbanim that took place. And again, this kinna ends with Kaviyachul, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Kaviyachul defending himself. You have the description of the horrific tsaris that they went through. The kina ends ruach hakodesh lemul amarim haya kol shcheinai haroim. The ruach hakodesh responds, woe to you, mashihikra maidim. You talk about what happened to you, but your own misdeeds you're not talking about. That women ate the flesh of their own offspring, you say. And the averis that brought it about, you don't say. So that the second in this series of kinnis, again, is an easy one to understand, the wailing of the Beis HaMikdash. It's followed by Va'ata Amarta Heitev Heitev Imach. It's a kinna of Teveya Kaviyachal Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ata Amarta Solama, Ata Gidalta Solama, Ata Hinakta Avolama. Each of the kapitloch is sort of a kapitel of Teveya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every time we have a kinna of Teveya from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's followed by a kinna, as we had earlier, of Tzedakah Din. Your test is a beautiful kinna. L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah V'lanu Baishas HaPanim. It's a Tzedakah Din of Kal V'Yachol, of Kla Yisrael towards Kal V'Yachol. So these kinnas describe, again, Titus and the Arba Meis Yiladim, and then the Alalayli, the Ato Amarto, the Tviya, and then the Tzedakah Din. These are the four kinnas in front of us now. Zechariah Shasatzah.